It's time now for the Art Connection of East Texas. The Art Connection of East Texas is sponsored by Stonewater Roofing, family owned and operated, and serving all of East Texas. Find them online at stonewaterroofing.com. That's stonewaterroofing.com. Now let's welcome your host and co-host of the Art Connection of East Texas, Nita Fran Ward and Chris Leahy.
Good morning. This is Nita Fran Ward with Art Connection of East Texas. Good morning, Chris Leahy.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. It always helps me when you're here. Helps keep things on track.
All right.
He keeps me straight. And you're going to love our guest this morning, and you're going to love our subject, because everybody loves birthday cake, don't they?
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Good morning, Gina Butler.
Hello, Miss Nita Friend.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for being here. Okay, the reason you're here is we're going to talk about the Bethesda Birthday Bash.
Yes.
And let's talk really quick about birthday, because you just told us that yesterday Bethesda had their 21st birthday from the time that they began.
Yes. Yes, I believe it was yesterday or the day before was the 21st anniversary of the beginning of the Bethesda Health Clinic.
Yeah, September 6th.
Okay, there you go.
Tell me where and how.
Oh, goodness. That's a little bit before my time. That's a little bit before my time when I came on. But I know that there was a need in our area for healthcare for people who had jobs but did not have insurance or did not have good insurance. And at the beginning, there was a group of men and women who researched this, did their due diligence, even went to Memphis, I believe, and to a clinic there that has the same premise. Mm-hmm. And after much research and much prayer, lots and lots of prayer, the Bethesda Health Clinic was born. And Doctors Grace and John English and Dr. Todd Robbie were the first three doctors in the Bethesda Health Clinic. And it's fun to hear them talk about it, because they talk about using shower curtains to distinguish the patient places where they saw the patients. And
No walls.
It was shower curtains. And I believe there was a hospital that had closed, and so therefore they donated a lot of their equipment. They donated a lot of their chairs and things like this, and so they got to use all of that. And it's fun to hear Dr. English talk about Dr. Robbie. Dr. Robbie is a orthopedic surgeon, a spine surgeon, and he was actually doing primary care, like checking blood pressure and that kind of thing. And he told Dr. John, he said, "I'm not used to this anymore." You know, but it's some interesting stories to hear.
Oh, those just three baby talk steps. About.
Yes, just baby steps.
I think I probably need to get Dr. English and Grace on here and let's talk about
you
it.
Do
but John has been there since 2004, right?
Yes, yep. He's from the beginning, from the very beginning. Yeah, and
that's some longevity.
That is. Yeah.
Look what it's come into, though.
20 years.
Man, it's amazing. It is amazing.
When you now have three locations or three different entities?
Three different entities, yes. We have the Bethesda Pediatrics, which we just, in the last year, incorporated.
Yes.
Bethesda Pediatrics. And then we have the primary care. We have a dental. And the dental office is in the main Bethesda.
Now, where is that located, the whole complex?
On West Ferguson.
Okay.
It's 409
right,
West Ferguson.
Right by First Baptist.
If you can find the First Baptist, you can find it.
Exactly. It's right there in the parking lot. It sure is. It's right there in the parking lot. And they're open Monday through Friday. And certain days they have patient admissions. You know, the cool thing about Bethesda, probably one of I became a part of Bethesda in 2011. The first time I ever knew anything about Bethesda Health Clinic was in 2010. And I attended the Bethesda Birthday Bash as a guest, and thought, this is the most interesting concept I have ever seen, you know, to have ministry and healthcare. I was just amazed. And then I went back the next year and I was like, I got to get in on this. You know? And so...
God knows who to call.
Yeah.
Really?
I guess so. You know, I didn't know anybody in Tyler at that time. We had just moved here. Here about a year. Didn't know a soul.
Oh, my, and Gina.
And we went to that event, and I thought, you know, Lord, I don't have a job. My kids are in college and married, and so I might as well just spend my time on something that you're doing. And
as so value.
That's how I got involved with Bethesda Health Clinics.
Oh, that's amazing.
Really cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then Chris, you jump in here in a minute because I see you're burning.
One of the things that I first went to the birthday bash, which is what we really want to talk about
because
it's coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much fun it was. But Dr. Harold Cameron, his wife was very instrumental in the museum, and of course that's what brought me to Tyler. And so she took me, I was her date.
Oh yeah.
Any number of times Eleanor would say, now you're going. As yes ma'am.
Yes ma'am, I'll be there.
I'm there.
Just like what time?
I'll pick you up, because she was getting a little bit older, and I preferred to drive. Her car knew where to go most of the time, but her husband had just died, and Dr. Cameron was a pediatrician here, mm-hmm. and I think half the people in Tyler of a certain age mm-hmm. were delivered by delivered by him.
Yes.
But Eleanor drug me along, and then later Diane Thompson got me as a cake baker,
or a decorator. Cake decorator
1 year. Mm-hmm. How do you come up with those? I know Diane just trapped me, but...
I'm going to tell her you said that.
Well, I hope she's listening.
That's a good word.
We like to choose people who... Most of the time, they have a lot of influence in the community, or they are part of the Bethesda family. They have some...
So I didn't have either.
...connection to the Bethesda family.
How'd that happen, Chris? No qualifications.
Well, the Tyler Museum of Art.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of a high-profile thing there. And so now this is our 14th year, 14th or 15th year that we've done this, so... We call them celebrity cake decorators.
Celebrity cake decorators. Okay, that's good.
And
that's
also Rands.
And I don't think so. I think they're all celebrities because it takes a big commitment to decide, I'm going to come to this event, decorate a cake, and then present it to people that I do not know for live auction.
Right.
You know.
And then my cake, nobody bids on my cake.
Yes.
That's the fear. What if nobody bids?
I think that puts a lot of pressure on folks.
It does.
And we've learned to coach our decorators, you know, find someone that you want to bring with you or that can help you, you know, that will
commit
bid on
to
your
helping
cake.
You.
Right, that will commit to your cake. And so we've...
All I need is $100,000.
For real. For real. But we have, now we have, it's finally caught on, and decorators have sometimes tables of people that bid against each other.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they really set it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a lot of fun.
So at the heart, this is a fun evening plus a great fundraiser.
Oh, it is.
For
it is.
Your mission.
It is. It really is. It is a lot of fun because they, I don't know if I need to call names, but one of the bankers here in town one time dressed up like Captain America and presented his cake. And so that was interesting, to say the least. He comes walking in, you know, because the decorators present their cake to the audience and give a reason why you should purchase my cake and why I love Bethesda and this. And he had decorated his cake in a suit and tie, but when he presented it, he was dressed as Captain America, and it was quite hilarious.
That's a lot more. Yeah. A lot bigger game than when I did it.
We've had marching bands come in when decorators have presented their cakes.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yes. They
it's a presentation.
Yes, it is a presentation. That's right. That's right.
Okay. We've just got, well, really what we need to do, Gina, is go ahead and take our break at 8:16. And then when we come back, I want you to talk about where you started and what you made, and then let's talk about last year.
Okay.
Where you started and where you've ended up. It's amazing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
I'm Tammy, and my husband is Rick Humes. I was so impressed with the inspection he did on my parents' home years ago, I married him. Our company, Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler, has been repairing pier and beam foundations for 35 years. Is your pier and beam home not level? Are hardwood floors buckling? Cracks in the walls? Windows and doors sticking? Mold on the walls? Those are signs of possible foundation problems.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
We never hire subcontractors. Rick and our sons do all the work. Our repair estimates include detailed graphs and photos of problems. And when the job is done, we clean up and haul off all the scraps.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Hey folks, let me step in for a moment with great news that we've been voted best in town again by readers of the Tyler paper. And hey, check out our new Facebook page.
Humes, like homes with a U. Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Since 1988, Design Center Signs has been your single source partner for illuminated signs, electronic message displays, and custom graphics to enhance your brand. Hi, Bill Coates, reminding you that Design Center Signs, a Comet Signs company, has 5 locations in Tyler, Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. With these unlimited resources, they can manage any local, regional, or national signage project. Their award-winning team will handle everything from concept artwork to production to installation, wherever your new facility is planned. Whether you're opening your first business or changing your corporate image, Design Center Signs can make it happen. That's why they've been our longtime partner for your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB and 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio. On the web at designcentersigns.com. That's designcentersigns.com. Design Center Signs is a past winner of the BBB Award for Excellence. Texas license number 18010. Design Center Signs.
As much as half the energy used in your home goes to heating and cooling. Dirt and neglect are the top causes of heating and cooling system inefficiency and failure. Hi, this is Dixie with the Original Evans Air. All manufacturers require yearly maintenance, and we have the best program in town. We'll come to your home 3 times a year and make sure your heating and air conditioning equipment is operating safely and efficiently. Once for air conditioning, once for annual maintenance, and once at your request. The Original Evans Air will come out to your home and clean and inspect your unit, use our camera to inspect your heat exchanger, check your gas pressure, check for carbon monoxide, clean your drain pan and clean your drain line. Clean the coils, check the amp draw on the compressor and motors, and check all the electrical connections, your contactors and your capacitors. And we will contact you so you don't forget. Your 3-visit EPM also gives you preferred same-day service, never any overtime, and a 15% discount on repair parts and labor. Follow us on Facebook at The Original Evans Air, visit our website at evansair.net, and put our number in your cell phone, 903-561-9410. The Original Evans Air, home of the 3-visit maintenance agreement.
For the first day of school, for the last day of work, for the satisfaction of a job well done, and for ideas that change the world, Austin Bank is here. For good times and not so good times. For serving our customers and connecting communities, we're here with you for good. Austin Bank, with you for good. Visit austinbank.com. Member FDIC.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
And we're back talking with Gina Butler about the Bethesda birthday bash. And Gina, this is a family affair for you, isn't it?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Like every one of them?
Like, maybe not, but you know, hey, what can I say? I mean, when you take on something like this, you want to find people that love you and will help you. And so I immediately went to my family.
That will show up, right.
I immediately went to my family. So, yes, there's a lot of my family involved. And they don't live in Tyler. The only one that lives in Tyler is my daughter. And she and her husband come, and they're always at the check-in table. She's very detail-oriented, so she wants to make sure that, you know, that's all organized. And everybody has a place, and so that's her job. Then I have two nephews that come every year, and they are our cake presenters. Those boys, they're not boys, they're men now. They will always be boys to me because they're my nephews, but they're men now, and they're, you know, both 6'5 and over, big old boys.
Yes.
And they can carry those cakes around because the cakes are heavy.
Yes.
They really are. By the time the people get through putting all the stuff on top of them, and they're in this big plate that you carry them on, so they're very heavy.
And some of them are almost the size of a painting.
Yes,
30
exactly.
By 30.
And last year, remember one of them, Dr. Willis's cake, mm-hmm. was a rendering of mm-hmm. the UT, new UT Medical School.
Yes, it was.
And so Judson got to carry that one. And then I have my son comes from Mount Pleasant. He's been a spotter for us for years. Then
a spotter for the live auction.
For the live auction. And then a few years ago, I think back in, I don't know, 2017, 2018, something like that, I talked my cousin from Arkansas into coming, and he is an auctioneer. He is part of the auctioneering association there in Arkansas, and had just won the Rookie of the Year award for the entire state of Arkansas. He is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've heard him.
He knows how to work a room. And mm-hmm. so he's been coming, I think it's 2018, I think was the first year that he came.
And Gina, I know those spotters are so important.
They are.
That keeps things on, because
yes.
people can get really aggravated
mm-hmm.
if there's an error made.
Yes.
So you have to be on your game to do that.
You got to be on your game. And Dylan knows how to work that crowd, and he's got an eagle eye. And Jacob works very well with Dylan as the ring man. Our spotters that we get are just people, you know, just mm-hmm. just folks mm-hmm. around town.
Mm-hmm.
But they
got to
have a personality, you know. You got to edge them on a little bit. Hey, can't you do $5 more, just a little bit?
You know? Oh, no, you never say $5. Gina, don't say that.
I know.
$5,000 more.
$5,000. And then my husband, Shane, he's the biggest cheerleader. And this year's theme is Once Upon a Time. And we are doing it from books, classic children's books, is where we took our inspiration. And so we have gathered hundreds, literally hundreds of old books that we're using to decorate, that we've made things out of. And one of them is a book arch.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane is the one that's making that.
Oh.
And so he usually gets commandeered into making all these crazy ideas that I have. So
you're making it on location.
Yes.
Are you?
Well, he's
going to
make
farm.
It in his shop, and then we're going to bring it up to the Brookshire Center on the
I
day
see.
Of the event. Yeah.
Okay.
So what day, let's talk the details of this. When is this and where is this?
September the 28th.
Okay. That's coming up.
That's 3 weeks from today. Oh, mercy.
Mm-hmm.
My heart just palpitated. 3 weeks from today, September the 28th at 6:30 at the Brookshire Center here in Tyler.
And if are there any tickets left?
I'm sure there might be a few.
How do we
get your tickets online at BethesdaHealthClinic.org, or you can call the clinic and talk to someone there and get a ticket.
You already have 600.
We are planning for 600, and probably will make that easy. And so
that's really grown from the beginning.
Yes.
Well, that's, I mean, even the year I did it, there were, you know, it was probably 200.
Well, she had said the first year you did it was 178.
178.
And look at where it has grown.
Last year we set 450 places, and every place was full.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people looking for a seat, you know. So if you want to come, it is imperative that you purchase a ticket.
It's such a fun night.
It is a fun night.
Well, and at the core, it's to support the mission of Bethesda.
Absolutely.
How do you define that, the Bethesda mission?
Now, why didn't you tell me you were going to ask me that question, Chris? No, I can't answer that. I was going to say earlier that when I found out about Bethesda, that its primary purpose, when a patient walks into the clinic and they become a patient, the first thing they do is go to counseling to learn about how Bethesda works. And they're presented with the gospel right off the bat. Right off the bat. And a staff prays with that patient. And Jesus is honored from the get-go. His name is claimed throughout the whole thing. And that is amazing to me, that we have an entity in the city of Tyler that is so open to proclaim that. You know, Bethesda doesn't take any government money, no federal money at all. Everything is driven by businesses or personal donations, private donations, foundations. No government money. So,
or the little bit of insurance that people do have.
Just barely.
I mean, that's not anything compared to what you need.
And so they are able to proclaim the gospel at every turn. And that's the mission of Bethesda. It's mm-hmm. changing people's lives spiritually, physically, emotionally.
Holistic medicine.
That's right. That's right.
So how does, if somebody wants to come, if somebody needs medical help, is it just a walk-in?
Yes, we have admission days. I believe they're Wednesdays. And you can call the clinic, and they will set you up an appointment, and you go in and fill out the paperwork, and they tell you how much, you know, how you qualify and all that kind of stuff. And so, but those are set days.
Yeah. Well, it's a great location and a great entity, but this birthday bash is the fundraiser for it, right?
Yes, and that was a fun.
And that's what supports it.
That's what supports it. One of the things that supports it. We have three thrift stores now, Hangers of Hope. That's all part of the Bethesda.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Those things are amazing. But the birthday bash started in 2010 was the first year,
mm-hmm.
and it was the brainchild of ladies from the Bethesda Alliance, and the Alliance is the fundraising arm of Bethesda Clinic, and it was their brainchild. And one of those ladies said, "Hey, let's make it a birthday party," because she wanted to have it. They thought, let's have it at the same time the clinic was birthed.
Mm-hmm. And so here we are, doing it in September.
Right, in September. Mm-hmm. And let's have a birthday party. And so they're like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And then another lady said, well, hey, what if we auctioned off birthday cakes? And so it just kind of rolled from those women getting together in the Bethesda Alliance.
Mm-hmm. I thought of something, and I wrote it down, and I said, cake decorating. It's an art.
Yes.
And especially ones that are worth thousands. It really is. An art form.
Yes. The thing about the cakes, and I don't know how much time we have, but the thing about the cakes is the decorators usually do something on their cake that goes with who they are. I remember Chris did a Tyler Museum of Art thing on top of his cake.
I did a Modrian.
Yes, you did.
Modrian painting.
Yes. I thought it was pretty good, Chris.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
But it wasn't frameable.
No. It was edible.
It was edible.
Edible.
It was edible. And somebody ate it.
And somebody bought it and ate it.
Somebody bought it and ate it.
Yeah, I think the Lujans bought it.
They did. They
okay, did. So to go out before the news, and that's coming up real quickly, you told us that in 2013, that was the first year you were involved. Is that correct?
Yes, the first year I was chair.
And you made $142,000 that year.
As far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty close.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Then last year, you give out the number.
It was over 900,000 last year.
That's a great.
Think about that.
That's a great move.
That is incredible.
It is. Well, are you surprised? I'm not.
Because here's the deal, and I tell this to the ladies every time. God knows how much money we need. He's already provided.
Absolutely. We'll be right back for the news.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. A vigil in Georgia last night for the two students and two teachers killed in Wednesday's high school shooting. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock.
While we wrestle with this trauma, I think that we are all called as a country to ask ourselves, what trauma do we visit upon our children if we say that the only thing we can do for you is to tell you how to hide?
The alleged shooter and his dad both making court appearances yesterday. A troubled spacecraft is back home.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
NASA Mission Control with the safe landing of Boeing's Starliner space capsule in the New Mexico desert last night, but without its crew left on the space station over concerns about Starliner's thrusters. America is listening to Fox News.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm with Donnie Thedford at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. You know, Donnie, it seems like yesterday we were talking about the start of summer, and here we are at Labor Day.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. The kids are back in school. So what does that mean? That old washer and dryer is getting a big workout on all those new school clothes. So if your washer and dryer is not functioning correctly, don't forget about Don's TV and Appliance. Paul, since 1979, we've carried the top name brands like Whirlpool, GE, Electrolux, Frigidaire, Maytag, Speed Queen. We've got them in stock today. And Paul, don't forget, with our Labor Day savings sale going on right now, we've got 12 months no interest. So if that washer, dryer, refrigerator, or dishwasher breaks right now, come get no interest for 12 months at Don's TV and Appliance with service after the sale.
Thank you, Donnie. Labor Day savings now at Don's through September 11th with neighbor helping neighbor service that never ends. Two reasons that Don's TV and Appliance is your Get More store. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
Pest control and mosquito control for less than some companies charge just for mosquitoes.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Our deluxe package also includes mosquito treatments starting at $57 per month with discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military.
Unless you live in Alaska, you are at risk for termites. Lane Pest Control offers Centricon termite protection, thorough protection, and peace of mind 24/7. Bundle your Centricon termite program and save.
Every business appreciates word of mouth referrals. We thank our customers with a credit of up to $150 when you refer a new customer to Lane Pest Control.
Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore, and surrounding areas.
Complete pest control services along with Boracare termite pretreatment for new construction.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler. We deliver protection.
So much is changing so quickly now.
What are you doing about it?
You stay up to speed when you're out and about with 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB. But don't fall out of the loop when you're in off the loop. Take us home, too. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
Can you tell me what's happening with this?
Playing KTBB.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by the Patio Center at East Texas Brick. Don't just reside. Thrive.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
That's not a lie. I mean,
how great.
That's how
Chris Tilker. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're back with Art Connection, and I get to now do some announcements about what's going on in East Texas and in Tyler, in addition to the birthday bash coming up. of course, we've got a great two great exhibitions open at the Tyler Museum of Art right now, and the Todd Ullman, the fashion exhibition, which is really good, would make a great birthday cake. Some of his fashions laid across the birthday cake would be dazzling. Yeah. Anyway, but that closes on September 15th. So if you haven't seen it, you need to get over there. And at the same time, you can see a wonderful exhibition of contemporary portraiture by four Texas artists. Really interesting take. Their education program is gearing up for their Day of the Dead middle school exhibition, which will be in the end of October. And we have had the great East Texas Symphony Orchestra performance in Burkeville Park. Another spectacular night.
Tremendous crowd.
Another, bigger crowd and great music. And so it was, again, a really fun. Well,
Chris, those that were my age knew every one of those children's songs. And we knew the words to them.
I'm not sure many of the children, I was up on the lawn, and all the kids, they didn't stop running around. They did stop running around, Richard, with the baby shark thing.
They love that.
Which I had looked at. I had never heard of that. But their opening performance for this year's season is September 21st. And if you don't have your tickets, you can get them at etso.org or the Cowan Center box office. And the season's going to be great. One of the things that Richard played, the symphony played selections from some of the performances of the season. Mm-hmm. And they added in there Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen, which will be the closing exhibition in March. So that will be great fun.
I think that's already close to being
I hope people get out to see it. We're fortunate to have that level of performance. Mm-hmm. I also want to mention again that Nutcracker auditions are today for the Tyler Junior College Dance Academy. There is an exhibition today at the Goodman House. If you have not been down to the Goodman House, in itself is worth seeing, but they've got a great exhibition there. Tyler Civic Theater next weekend, the 12th through the 15th, will be doing a production of The Eulogy, which is a play that was written specifically as part of a competition and selected. It's only that one weekend, 12 through 15, so I recommend you get out there. It sounds like a great show of an exploration of loss and love and family. It should be fun. Gallery Main Street has a new exhibition opening on the 13th that is a juried exhibition. And it opens in conjunction with the third annual Downtown Tyler Art Festival, which is Saturday the 14th. That's next Saturday. I can remember that. It's my mother's birthday.
I bet you
my
can.
Sainted mother.
You better remember that.
I better. Yeah, there'll be lightning bolts if not. the new Texas Symphonia on September 14th is presenting their Fiddle Zoo for Kids. They do this a couple times a year. And it's at First Presbyterian Church in the Fellowship Hall next Saturday from 10 to 11. A lot of fun. If you are interested in the UT Tyler Cowan Center's 24-25 season begins on the 26th with a Michael Feinstein tribute to Tony Bennett, which should be a great show. But their calendar, they've got some great performances coming up through the course of the next year. I highly recommend you take a look at that.
Now, they have season tickets, too, don't they? Symphony does?
They do, but it's a little bit different. You pick packages.
They have a series of packages. I see.
And you can...
We need to talk about that in depth to let people know.
We should have them come on and talk about it. There are a lot of things going on at the Tyler Public Library, and I strongly recommend that you look at their website. They've got something going on all the time for kids, for adults, for chess players, for mahjong players. Mm-hmm. It's a great mix of things. Their programming has really stepped up in the past year. Looking out into the future, we've got the Tyler East Texas State Fair coming up on September 20th. They're in a new location this year. It should be really quite interesting, September 20th. And one thing a little further out into the future that I think you should really take a look at is the Rose City Air Fest. It's Saturday, October 5th. It's the gates open at 10 o'clock. The air show starts at 3. And in the Rose City Art Gallery, in conjunction with the Art Fest, is doing a exhibition 3 through 5 October, The Art of Flight. Mm-hmm. The nice thing, the great thing about the Art Fest, as well as all the aircraft that they bring in, is the funds that they raise go to support Camp V.
Yes.
For the veterans in our community.
So, the reason to go. But just to watch those planes and hear them. I love the hearing it. I can turn my back to it and still just.
And the runway's big enough now to handle the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds.
Isn't that great? I also want to remind everyone that the 14th is Fiddle Zoo, and that's for children. And it starts at the First Presbyterian Church at 10 o'clock. You take your child in, and the musicians are there, and the children get to play those instruments with that musician. It goes from 10 to 11. They do serve the children refreshments. I'm taking my granddaughters.
Good.
So won't that be fun?
That'll be fun.
Okay, so Wes, I did good. I talked about your fiddle
and I did too, so we'll see how it works out.
Good deal. All right. What's your next burning question?
Well, we've talked about the people that you select for the cakes. I talked a little bit about the cakes and the whole, what do you do to encourage people?
Well, they have an option of the size of the cake, whether it's round or square or rectangle. Our cakes are donated by Brookshire's, of course. Thank you, Brookshire's. And then we give our decorators an option of the size. The cake comes to them the night of the event naked. Nothing's on it.
Yep, I remember that well.
I remember that very well.
It's in a box.
Yes, it's set on their table exactly the way they asked for it. And then the decorators bring their decorations. We make the icing. If they want purple icing or red icing or green icing.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we make all
the
icing.
Is that new? Because I don't remember that option.
Oh, well, you know, you just had white. Yours was easy.
Wow, I had
black and yellow.
There's
white.
And red and blue. It was a Modrian. You got to have all the primary colors.
There were shades of red and blue.
There were, but it wasn't that big of a patch.
I have a picture right here.
So, but anyway, we give them the icing. We have ladies that are there to assist them. You know, if they say, oh, I need some more yellow, then we go run and mix some more yellow up or whatever.
Yeah, Anna Craffy helped me that night.
But the design is strictly on the decorator. And so that's fun to see what decorators come up with. I just remarked that Dr. Willis had the UT
New School of Medicine.
Of course he did.
And then one year we had an orthopedic surgeon who's a knee surgeon.
That was my year.
That was your year.
Right next to me.
And he did a knee joint on his.
It was very lifelike.
But he had help. His wife helped him.
Jeff Johnston owns Chick-fil-A on Broadway. The year he was a decorator, he had a Chick-fil-A number one meal on top of his cake. Now, it was not the Chick-fil-A that you get, but it was all done in icing.
Joshua, who's doing it this year, another Chick-fil-A guy, can't do the same thing.
No, he can't. He's got to come up with something
different. I hope you're listening, Joshua.
And plus, the Chick-fil-A cakes, they usually put a lot of Chick-fil-A cards on top of them, for free meals and stuff.
That.
So people love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What else have we done? We've had, I think Representative Moran was a decorator one year, and he did the Supreme Court or something like that on his cake. Mm-hmm. One year Tyler was trying to vote in the new courthouse, we had a decorator put the courthouse on top of their cake. They were wanting to get that going. Uh-huh. We've had Jackie Cavender was a decorator. Of course, she did a pair of boots.
Of course.
And of course, she did. So everybody does it according
to... We'll see what Lee does from Southside Bank. Can't be just the logo.
Yeah, can't be just the logo.
How about money?
It's got to be money. It's got to be money. Right. It needs to do money. But this year's decorators, I think we talked about them earlier. We have... Lee Gibson from Southside Bank, Shannon Glennie, who is a community volunteer.
Great, great woman.
Yes. And then Joshua Johnston, he's at Chick-fil-A Lindale.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have Jim Nipp from the Genesis Group, Julie Philly, Dr. Julie Philly at UT Health East Texas.
That's going to be interesting.
Well, she can bring the UT logo.
She helped Richard. So yes. Let's see if Richard helps Julie.
Right. Wendy Bradley is Bradley Family Stores. They have men's retail stores. And so I'm anxious to see if she's going to put a suit on her cake or what she's going to do. Megan Tarrant.
Pair of shoes.
Megan Tarrant is Clements Fluids here in town, and they're oil field. They sell fluids to the oil field.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, is it going to be an oil rig? What are you going to do on that?
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, Tom Trimble from Encore is also a decorator. So they all come up with really ingenious ideas to promote what they do, but also to tie it in with Bethesda. So
wouldn't it be neat if they figured out a way to also do children's fairy tale books
into that
upon a time?
That'd be great. Yeah.
We have to take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up with our wonderful guest, Gina Butler, Bethesda Bash. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
Football, cozy clothes, pumpkin spiced everything. Everyone loves fall, and you probably do too. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air. When you call us, you can save up to $1,500 on a new Lennox home comfort system. Each system is packed full of innovative features and technologies, so your home will be comfortable no matter what the weather's like outside. Best of all, the original Evans Air offers the latest in high-efficiency products, so your home will be more comfortable than ever, and your utility bills will be lower than ever. Give us a call at 903-561-9410 today and get up to $1,500 off a new system. And ask about some really cool financing. Call us at 903-561-9410 or go online at evansair.net. Stay comfortable with the original Evans Air. This deal won't last long, so call now, 903-561-9410, or visit our website at evansair.net.
If your water heater has seen more than one president, it's probably time to think about replacing it.
You want to think about replacing your water heater on your timing instead of on its timing.
Lori Townsend, president and owner of American Plumbing Company.
And any time you get a water heater from American Plumbing, it comes with a 6-year warranty that we honor. So that means your parts, your labor, and your tank will be covered. I believe it's one of the best warranties in the business. I personally don't know of any other company that gives a 6-year warranty on the tank. So if that tank, something goes wrong, you call American Plumbing and you won't have to worry about it.
American Plumbing Company offers the best warranty in East Texas on the water heater they install in your home. They've been taking care of East Texas families for more than 35 years. Quality work, honest pricing, well-trained and well-qualified plumbers. American Plumbing Company, online at apctyler.com. apctyler.com. License number M42236.
Lainey Mobley has three good reasons for coming to Charmin Sewing Center.
Number one, I love it. Number two, I love the people. And number three, they're all very creative.
Lainey really loves to sew.
My daughters tease me about having a sewing machine in every room, and I use them all for different things.
For Lainey, it's the people at Charmin's that make the difference.
They're wonderful. They're very knowledgeable. I love them. They're very helpful. They're very creative. And I like to create my own designs and my own quilts and put together my colors, and they're very good at offering all of that advice.
For fabric, thread, patterns, notions, and the top names in sewing, like Brother, Pfaff, and Baby Lock, Lainey Mobley chooses Charmin Sewing Center. You should too. Charmin Sewing Center is on Judson Road at Johnston Street in Longview. They're online at CharminSewingCenter.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Charmin's Sewing Center.
Feeling confident about your next Ford purchase is important. After all, it's a big investment. The team at Tyler Ford understands and strives to create the highest satisfaction for all our customers. With the largest selection of Ford vehicles in East Texas, financing options that work for your needs, and dependable service after the sale and down the road.
Customer satisfaction.
It's our highest priority.
That's the Tyler Ford experience.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Right. No, not Ray Serrano.
Bill Loves. We're okay. On. We're finishing up with Art Connection of East Texas. And, okay, Gina, let's go back and talk about, regroup here and talk about what we're doing. Birthday Bash, the theme is...
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. And we are using a lot of books to decorate.
We're celebrating childhood storybooks, yes.
Celebrating. And, okay, should I dress up as Cinderella or Snow White?
But we actually will have Cinderella there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going
to
be fun.
We like to get in as many groups in the community involved as we can.
Sure.
And so for years now, TJC's honor group has been coming and volunteering at the Birthday Bash. And so we have, this year we have that group. We also have the baseball team from UT Tyler. They're going to be our muscles and help us unload and on the day of decoration.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the drama team from TJC is going to come, and some of them are going to be dressed up as the storybook characters.
Oh, that is delightful. That's so good.
Yeah. Well, I thought since we had pediatrics, we wanted to incorporate
kids. That's good.
Children more.
Children. Mm-hmm.
But yet we still treat patients that are adults. And so, reading your kids a bedtime story. I mean, how many times have we?
And really, this is your first full year of having the pediatrics, so it was a wonderful idea to pull it in and have that theme this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
children's books.
It's a lot of fun. We've got little woodland animals, and there'll be some surprises for all the guests there that come. And
That's going to be fun.
I don't remember. I don't think there was a theme my year. It was Cirque du Soleil or something.
That was it. Yeah, Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
And it was just, we just decorated,
That gives you a thing to work on.
As you've progressed, you've really upped the standard.
It gets a little crazier every year.
We're going to do this, and we can do this, and we can do this.
I keep thinking they're going to fire me, but they haven't fired me yet, So last year we did... the Roaring 20 and because it was 20 years of the clinic, and so we used a gold lion as our deal. The year before,
it was so pretty,
was one of my favorites. We did Around the World in 80 Days, and we had all these different, we had seven different regions of the world that people could go to and have hors d'oeuvres from the region. And
now that was at Holly Tree.
Yeah. That was the last year we were at Holly Tree. We outgrew it. I mean, we were just stacked up on top of each other like crazy.
That was the first year I realized that they actually decorate on site, because I walked up to Bobby Markle and he was decorating, and there was his wife, Dr. Markle, helping him, and really she was doing it.
Yeah, that's okay.
As always happens.
That's okay.
It was cute.
I had to do mine myself.
Yeah, that was not fair.
You got bonus points for that, by the way.
I was on my own.
Yeah, on your own, bless your heart. Yeah. This has been a wonderful interview. So would you kind of recap where, when, How much are the tickets? On and on.
Okay, so the event is for the Bethesda Health Clinic on September the 28th this year, 3 weeks from today. It begins at 6:30. It's at the W.T. Brookshire Center here in Tyler. And the tickets are $150 per person. If you would like to purchase a ticket, you can go to BethesdaClinic.org and purchase a ticket online, or you can call the clinic and they will be glad to help you out. You might want to buy a table and bring all your friends and have a great evening.
If you still can.
bring all. We have a great band. Doc Gibbs is our band. He does a phenomenal job. And it's always a lot of fun.
And I want to give a shout out to Bethesda Alliance, because they're the ones that come and they do the decorating.
That's right. Bethesda Alliance is the host of the bash.
Yeah.
They are the host.
Okay.
If it were not for them, there would not be a birthday bash.
I've enjoyed being part of that. It's been something that's been a plus for me.
Yes.
To be an end of that. Well, this is the end of this interview. We're out of here. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And good
luck. Thank you for what you
do. Have a good party.
Thank you. I hope so.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.